I guess I'm not sure because that was computed many years ago. So I presumably it was calculated at the time per foot of what we paid for. So I don't know.
Probably somewhere around 60,000 or more. Or do you have a rough guess? I mean. Okay, thanks.
Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Second.
All those discussion of the motion? I don't want to be caught with that again. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And we move on to G7, the preliminary plat for the subdivision in question. Alderman Wilhelm.
There's good reasons for a few changes. I think the project has merits, but I believe it does need some adjustments. So I just want to make sure that the council understands that the item before us is not the same preliminary plat that was previously approved by the Plan Commission that never made it for review. So originally what was previously approved by the Plan Commission and shown to us was a four-lot subdivision. That's all we've been looking at is a four-lot. After the Plan Commission approved that, the council did not approve the preliminary plat due to the lack of additional information. It was tabled at staff's recommendation for wanting the additional information. When they did come back with the additional information, the plat was changed from four lots in an existing road, which is the one we keep talking about deferring the road we put in, to the two lots on that road we put in, and an additional cul-de-sac with an additional, I believe, eight lots. So the council has not discussed this at all. I believe the original plat, the new plat, I have it date stamped October 27th. So any previous to that date is not what we're discussing. So at the Plan Commission, I did ask for several changes because it was brand new. I had gone around to all the residents with the four-lot subdivision plat, and then it all changed. And so I didn't get an actual larger plat until it was emailed to me, but then it didn't come into the Plan Commission until quite late, and they worked pretty hard to get that on the agenda. One of the Plan Commission members, Commissioner Hogan, asked me if 2 weeks would allow me enough time to let the residents know about the new road and the added lots, and I said I had a lot of work to do. I did go out and do my best. However, I'm just now getting some of the comments in, so I haven't gotten them all, but the comments that I have gotten I think deserve a little extra attention. They mainly relate to the land on the Phase 2 side, which would be, I guess, part of this this plat approval. And keep in mind that once a preliminary plat is approved, the council can't just go back and change that preliminary plat. A preliminary plat is substantially the same as the final plat. So it's not like we have time between here and the final plat to make changes. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know if, you know, staff would like to meet with me so I can get the concerns in there. If you want to hear any of the issues, I don't want to sit here and take up a lot of time, but I definitely feel like there is pedestrian access, some buffer lots on Phase 2 that we should actually write into what we want in the final plat. I am concerned about we have not seen what the financial impacts are. I do have these here, but I guess my bottom line is I just like to motion to make delay this for 2 weeks, although I really would like everyone here to hear the reasons, but I don't want to take up your time this evening for that. So that's my motion, just delay it for 2 weeks.
Your Honor, I'll second that.
That would be 3 weeks, by the way.
3 weeks.
Okay.
I'll second
to
that.
To the next meeting.
As I think, you know, the Alderwoman has been, I mean, she knows her district. She knows this stuff better than any of us up here. She's been doing this a long time. I mean, I understand what you're saying about the plats, and we had a conversation this afternoon about that. And, I mean, I think we all want to see this development happen, but there are some concerns. You know, I've received a number of phone calls and emails from residents in that area, and you may say, well, why? Well, I represent them on the county board, and, you know, they, and when, I think Kristen could tell you when you were going a little bit door-to-door with a few people, they would they say, what do I think about it?
Yeah.
You know, so obviously I'm concerned or share her, some of her concerns, and I think this is something that can be accomplished in this period of time. I would just say that when this comes back in 3 weeks, this body should vote up or down. That no more, you know, delays. That's a period of time. Either, you know, you get to where you're comfortable, and if you're not, then this body can we need to vote. So if you don't like it and you want to vote against it, that's fine. And then you know, you did your job, fought like, you know, hell to get all the things added in. But at the end of the day, we know we don't always all get what we want, and so I'm willing to give you the 3 week period, and that's why I second it. But I expect in 3 weeks that we do take action. One way or the other.
Alderman Mayor.
I am on the Park Commission also, and this is affecting, in a way, Pleasant View Park. And the commission very, very much wants to have discussions regarding this also and see how we can work with the developer to get the connectivity through the park. And my understanding is that there are requirements in the UDO for concessions for connectivity to public schools and that kind of thing. If that's not in there, if we can work together to get all of that coordinated. I do remember this coming to us at the beginning of the year as a concept review. I liked the concept review, and this just does not, it's not showing up like that. Marquette Avenue should go through, and I believe that the connectivity with Evergreen to Marquette is essential with sidewalks and that kind of thing. So I'm hoping very much that staff can work with the alderman and get this figured out.
Mr. Deedle.
We do have a time frame. The council, by our code and state statute, has to make a decision on this matter December 9th, unless a time extension is granted by the developer.
Or what?
Unless an extension is granted by the developer, the council has to act on this matter by December 9th. Right. But if there's going to be any further delay for a Parks Commission, then if the council doesn't take action at their next meeting, we have to. If we don't, it's approved.
Point of clarification.
Wait, let's be clear about this. If you don't take action, it gets approved. Alderman Wilson.
Yeah, point of clarification. If this plan changed substantially and we just got the new one on October 27th and the council has 90 days, how does that under... Ordinance, I thought
60 days.
Okay.
60 days.
I thought it was 60 for plan commission, 90 for council.
No, but there is, I think, a 90 days for the recording time frame.
Okay. That's quite a bit of time. We're not going to run over on that.
Alderman Mayor.
Is this a revised plat?
Yes. So I started so the clock starts again from scratch. The application started from scratch. We just moved it, staff moved it to the Plan Commission as quickly as we could.
So it's a new plat?
Yep.
I asked if it was a revised plat. You said yes.
It's a revised, new from the standpoint of it starts the clock over, but revised from the standpoint of most of the information that was previously provided is still valid and useful in the subdivision.
Was it provided to the public?
Subdivision plats are only available in the Plan Commission packets and the council packets. So yes, when it hits the council packet, it's available to the public.
There was a...
There's no public hearing or anything.
There was a public hearing on...
Subdivision plat? No.
Okay.
For the rezoning, there was.
Okay.
You can't just talk.
No, stay there. Is there a motion to suspend the rules?
So move.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Nicole?
Yeah.
He's taking yes for an answer here.
Yeah.
I apologize. I just wanted to add.
Nicole, your name and address for the record.
Nicole Watson, 8152 West Woodfield Drive. I am an officer of Creative Homes, so speaking on behalf of Creative Homes, I just want to make sure that everyone is aware that during the rezoning portion, which is obviously done before the preliminary plat, both the four-lot option as well as the large one with the cul-de-sac were both presented as options during that rezoning. So those were both visible during that first meeting. We did move forward with the four-lot option for the preliminary plat, but some things have changed with some adjoining property owners, which is why we've gone back and made our revision as a business decision to go ahead with the cul-de-sac. But during the rezoning, both of those plats were shown.
No, they weren't in the packet.
Alderwoman?
Mr. Deedle should address
Alderwoman?
It.
Alderwoman?
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
They were solely concept plans, but both concepts were shown.
Else? Motion.
Yeah, in the concept plan that we presented to the council.
Rick, your name and address for record.
Rick Prisbella, 9244 West Grandview Court. Again, to reiterate what she just said, and I think maybe Joel would have to look it up, but in our concept plan that we presented to the council, there were both layouts, both the cul-de-sac and the four lots. In fact, the only comment that came back from the council was Alderwoman Mayer, who made the suggestion that out of both of them, she'd like the four-lot layout better. I don't know if you recall that or not, but you must have been looking at two of them because you preferred the four-lot instead of the cul-de-sac. I hope that clears that up.
Is there a motion to return?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The motion on the floor is to table this to the next meeting.
That's the motion.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G8. Mr. Hertzberg, direction of staff solicit for engineering and financial services.
This is a request following up the recent rezoning of lands around 27th and Oakwood Road for business park type uses. I bring forth the motion requesting the ability to speak with consultants about the potential of this as a business park. There are significant infrastructure needs associated with it. It's in an active TIF district. There's previously been discussions of this, and back in 2015 there was a motion made requiring that no members of staff or city officials speak with consultants about this. That's why this request is coming forward at this stage before we go out and talk to any consultants. Again, the request is simply to talk to consultants, solicit some proposals that we could bring forth to begin looking at the needs associated with this, and follows conversations I've had with the alderman of the district.
Your Honor, I'm going to make a motion to refer this to the January Economic Development Committee meeting. I'm not sure what that date is. I'm a little bit frustrated, Your Honor, and I'm going to air my grievances right now. I'm reading in the paper or in the business journal from last week a comment of from you that was at the State of the City's address. Now, I asked Alderman Wilhelm if she knew about this, and she didn't, and I don't remember seeing anything. It could have been that this was going on in an email from the Chamber of Commerce, because I think they were the ones putting it together. But this was really odd that, you know, here's the State of the City's address, and when we have a Chamber of Commerce annual awards banquet, we get email after email saying, are you attending? Are you attending? You want to get a table? You know, all this, let's kumbaya, let's all work together. And on something like this, there was none of that. So I asked Aaron, like, hey, what the heck? I called him last week. It was not a pleasant conversation. I was not happy, and he knows that. And, you know, I was at the last State of the Cities. I believe Alderwoman Mayer was there as well when we had a developer, MLG, ripping the Common Council, you know, just totally unprofessional. And so here we have another one of these, and I actually saw a photo from the City of Oak Creek taken, you know, the Facebook page, City of Oak Creek Facebook page, which is really, really good. They promote a lot of things that go on in this community. I have a lot of followers, including myself. And, you know, from that event, and I'm looking and I see the mayor and I see a picture of Aaron and I see he's in the photo, I believe, Mike Zimmerman and also Blair Williams. And then on the Oak Creek side, you know, I could see Oscafidi and then Alderman Ken Gale, council president. And I asked Aaron, were there any aldermen there? No. So I'm thinking that something just, that bothered me because, you know, we're supposed to work together, which has not happened. I mean, I've been back in office since last September, and even Mayor Taylor and I, the last 2 years, were having our disagreements. He still picked up the phone and said, how do we work together? How do we accomplish things? How do we get things done? I haven't had that call. And so anything we're doing on 27th Street now is based on the fact that I'm meeting with developers, I'm talking to people, and that's why I've gone along with what we've done so far with the rezoning and the PDD. So then, you know, at a meeting months and months ago, I remember Alderwoman Mayer saying, you know, what about instead of closing the TIF, running, you know, water down 27th Street? And that really stuck in my head because I was saying, if we can close this thing, let's close this thing. I'm not for the business park in terms of putting in lighting and putting the roads in, the stormwater management. You know, developments is going to, it's going to occur naturally because of our location. So let's just close the TIF. Let's you know, move forward. Well, you know, that stuck in my head, and I thought, let's do this. Let's take a look at running water, running sewer, and everything. And, you know, there's always been concerns that this is just the mayor's way of just, you know, pushing off a different project. I mean, I remember when he first got elected, this was the first and foremost. This was the item number one. And Loomis Road took the back seat, and definitely Ballpark Commons area, that area took the back seat. And it was this council, after really over a year of the mayor bullying it, stood back and said, put in this long motion, I don't know how many, it was 2 pages, whatever, that said you can't work with anyone else. Why? Because the council wanted the focus to stick on 76 and Rawson, which it has. And so when I see a comment in after the whole State of the City's fiasco of not being invited, I see a comment, we're going to go hard and heavy on this new business park. Those are your words. At least that's what Sean Ryan wrote. I'm thinking, who gave you authorization to say that? You can say what you want, I guess, but this council will decide whether we go hard and heavy in this area. So the fact that we weren't a part of this conversation, we weren't part of the discussion, let's say, at State of the Cities, we were kind of excluded from what I can see. And even though we can all say, well, the chamber sent out an email, we all know how well the chamber has done on simple things. Ribbon cuttings, grand openings, things that we as elected officials could help promote, but we're not told about it in the same way that we should. I think actually at the county, the Chamber of Commerce goes into my clutter. I think I'd have to always go in there and look to see because I get it in the city. So that shows you how important those emails are, at least to my server at the courthouse. So I'm going to refer this to the, you know, Economic Development Committee meeting in January, and maybe at that point the mayor can lay out his vision or how he's going to work with whoever's coming back next April, if he's running or not, I don't know. But I'm uncomfortable, I think, going ahead with this because we're still not done with 76 and Rawson. This is going to require TIF district spending on 27th Street, which is in the Oak Creek Franklin School District, and I know there's a few aldermen that aren't crazy about doing that. So I don't think we have to be hot and heavy. You know, we do the PDD. We got past that. We can wait. I'm, and maybe the mayor and I will have a conversation. But last I checked, he doesn't have a lot of weight with this body moving forward on much. So maybe that conversation will take place. But when I just the events that have happened last week with this and seeing this comment made me concerned that staff's attention will drift from where we need it to when we're trying to get something major done for this city, when I think the mayor's plans have always been in this area, which is fine, but, I mean, almost 3 years in office, and I don't want to just – I'm just going to leave it at that. So that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. I move on to G9, release of escrow deposit for public improvements at Avian of Tuckaway. Alderman D'Andrea.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. Item G10, an agreement for professional services, EMS service, user fee billing services, Chief.
So moved.
Second.
You waited for him to sit down.
Discussion.
All those in favor signify by saying.
One quick discussion
Chief,
point.
I'm sorry, gonna, Alderman.
I'm going to abstain because of my day job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G11.
That was 5-0-1. One abstention.
Okay.
Right.
Five ayes, no noes, one absent. No absent, one abstention. Item G11, motion to authorize execution of an intergovernmental agreement, half purchase of a 1994 Pierce Sabre fire engine.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Chief. Item G12, resolution to sign First Amendment to a land lease agreement with American Tower for tower site at 5550 West Airways.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, we have the first item is hold for appearance, and the next three are all approved. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, let's move on to I-1. I fully admit this is the first time I'm looking at this. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers ending date November 10th, 2016, in the amount of $1,588,742.09, and the payroll dated November 11th, 2016, in the amount of $358,850.91, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $203,128.46 plus city manager payments, and estimated payroll dated November 25th, estimated at $360,000 in payments to the various payroll deductions in the estimated amount of $366,000 plus city matching payments, and the release of various vendor payments not to exceed $39,548.04.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. A motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Should we do that again? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.